Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
San Francisco holds a unique film festival every year, the Mostly British Film Festival. It was the brainchild of Ruth Stein, famed film writer for the San Francisco Chronicle. She wrote for the Chronicle for 50 years. She's a Bay Area icon. She's interviewed anyone who is anyone or was anyone, and then she founded the Mostly British Film Festival. The festival takes place each February, this year at the Vogue Theater in San Francisco. Tickets are available online at mostlybritish.org. So let's talk about the film festival with its founder, Ruth Stein, who joins us on the Ring Central Newsline. And Ruth, it is really great to talk with you on KCBS. Thank you for being with us this evening.
Well, thank you, Pat, for inviting me. And thank you for being such a movie enthusiast, because it's always fun talking to you. You know your movies.
Well, sometimes I do and sometimes I don't. Sometimes I'm surprised at how many classic movies I've missed, and then I try to catch up on it. So let's talk about the movies that you have. This year, it turns out, in the Mostly British Film Festival, that you've got two entries in your festival that received Oscar nominations. Which movies were they?
We were so excited to listen to the nominations. And the first one is the documentary called All That Breathes. It won the Golden Globe. People think it's going to win the Oscar. Mm. It's a beautiful documentary, an Indian documentary, about two brothers who run a bird hospital in New Delhi. And they rescue the black kites and get them fixed up so they can go fly off again. And it just has everything, human emotion. You get so caught up with these birds the same way that they do. And the other film was a surprise. It is probably my favorite movie that nobody's ever heard of this year. It's called After Sun, and it's the star of the film, Paul Mescal, who's been nominated for an Oscar for Best Actor. He sort of came out of nowhere. People remember him from Normal People on television. Mm-hmm. And he's suddenly become, like, really, really famous. He's doing Streetcar Named Desire in London right now and getting rave reviews. And he plays a very young father. He's just in his early 30s, and he takes his daughter, who's about 8 or 9 at the time, on a vacation into a Turkish town. And the movie is set up as a memory movie, but she's remembering this trip by looking at the pictures and the film that they shot of him. And he's wonderful in it. He deserves an Oscar nomination, but it was really a surprise. And we sort of bet on him as being a winner, because we're showing a Paul Mescal double feature. We've never done this before. He had two really good movies come out. The other one's called God's Creatures. So we're showing that as a matinee on Saturday, on the 11th.
Well, okay, let's. I'm going to talk about some more of the things that are showing, but let's back up just a little bit. It's the Mostly British Film Festival. Why Mostly British?
Because we also show films from Australia and from India, South Africa, New Zealand, and Ireland. So we call ourselves the Foreign Film Festival, where you don't have to read subtitles.
I've gotten used to subtitles. I don't mind them too much. And, you know, this year you've got some older participants, including a television miniseries, The Thornbirds.
Oh, yeah, this is my favorite program. I hope everybody comes to see this. It's the 40th anniversary of The Thornbirds. If you were around, you know what a wonderful melodrama it was and how it just drew in everyone. It's still the second most popular miniseries after Roots. And if you weren't, you probably watched it somewhere along the line, but if you haven't, it's a really spectacular series. It just has everything: sex, drugs, the Roman Catholic Church, Richard Chamberlain naked. What I did, because I was trying to figure out, we couldn't really show all of it, so I was lucky enough to be able to get Mr. Chamberlain himself and Brian Brown and Rachel Ward, who was the star, together on a Zoom interview, and they dished about what was going on in the set. The nude scene, I just have to quickly tell you this story.
Yeah, please.
Barbara Stanwyck is in it. We forget that there were, had so many stars. Gene Simmons was in it, Christopher Plummer. So she played the matriarch of the sheep ranch. And he Richard Chamberlain, plays a priest early on who was aspiring to become a cardinal. He becomes a very big wig in the Roman Catholic Church. And it's about his love affair with a girl, Rachel Ward, who he first meets when she's quite young, and is mostly unrequited, and then it gets requited in a sexy scene on the beach that really, compared to eternity, Deborah Carr and Burt Lancaster have nothing over these two.
Yeah, right.
But here's the scene with Barbara Stanwyck. So he gets wet because it's raining, and he goes into the ranch and thinks he's in a private space, takes his clothes off, and Barbara Stanwyck is watching him. She sort of has the hots for him. You kind of just know that anyway. And suddenly she appears. So she's supposed to walk in, and she had a line that she was supposed to say. Now, Stanwyck was an incredible pro. At this point, she'd already been working for like 40 years. She had never forgotten a line. She forgot her line. And she told Richard afterwards, she said, "Richard, oh, it's because you're so beautiful, and it's been so long since I've seen a naked man." Anyway, if you want more dish like that, there was a romance going on between Rachel Ward and Brian Brown, who play an unhappily married couple in the series, but met while making the show and fell in love and have now been married 40 years.
No kidding.
And Richard Chamberlain talks about how he thought he was turning Rachel on because she was just so filled with love and everything. And then he realized she was falling in love with Brian Brown. So there was so much going on, and we just dished for like an hour. And I think anyone who remembers that show, if you've never seen it, it's streaming right now, and you should definitely watch it.
Yeah, well, even if you haven't, you know, Richard Chamberlain has an awful lot of fans, and an awful lot of them are female.
He's 88 years old, and he looks so fantastic. Yeah. He has a great bone structure.
He'll always be sexy, Ruth. He'll always be sexy.
And he was a great, wonderful, wonderful storyteller. Just the best. I think this is something that you'll never be able to see anywhere else.
Okay, so I would love to talk with you for an hour about this, but I'm afraid we are out of time.
Oh,
I do want to tell people that they can't miss Emily. That's the first one. It's showing on opening night, but you need to go to the website. It's mostlybritish.org, mostlybritish.org. You can buy your tickets at that website, mostlybritish.org.
The festival. And also at the Vogue Theater. You can go to the Vogue Theater box office. There are brochures there.
Oh, good.
But you can also buy series passes, find out more about the films.
Sure.
Emily is the story of Emily Bronte, just to sort of entice people.
And the festival runs February 9th through February the 16th. And that is Ruth Stein, Ruth Stein, Bay Area icon in film writing. And we'll be right back on KCBS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.